From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The death toll from Hurricane Ike has risen to more than 50 today. Emergency crews found five bodies on Galveston Island. We'll hear more from Galveston in a few minutes. Across the Texas coast, communities are struggling to return to normal. Rescue vehicles and delivery trucks sat idling in snarled traffic. At some distribution sites, people waited in line for hours for food, water, and ice. And the power is still out for more than 1.5 million homes in Texas. The lack of power has not only caused problems for Texans, it's affected the nation's gasoline supply, as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Houston.
When Hurricane Ike roared through the Gulf, it destroyed dozens of offshore drilling rigs. That's not the problem. They represent just a small percentage of total drilling in the Gulf.
We're not short of crude oil. We're short of refined product.
U.S. Assistant Energy Secretary Kevin Colivar says the problem lies with the 14 oil refineries along the Gulf Coast that shut down operations when Hurricane Ike approached. Those refineries amount to 20% of the nation's capacity. Their disruption has led to a price spike and spot shortages, not just in Texas, but in states as far away as Connecticut and Florida. Nearly a week after they all shut down, Colivar says many refineries still lack power. And they're all still closed.
We have to wait for the refineries to come back online. And even refineries that suffered no damage, that went through controlled shutdowns in advance of the storm, will take at least 7 days, typically more along the lines of 10 days, to get back online.
Across the Gulf Coast, refineries are working as quickly as possible to bring their production units back online. I'm standing outside Valero's Houston refinery, where a steady stream of trucks and the noise is a clear sign that power has been restored. Valero shut down three refineries as Hurricane Ike approached. Company spokesman Bill Day says while there was little damage from the storm, restarting a refinery takes time.
All those units at the refinery operate under extremely high temperatures. They operate under very high pressures. And the feedstocks that we use, of course, are very highly flammable. So you have to be very careful about what you're doing. It has to be done precisely and in sequence, not a simple process of just flipping a switch. This is something that takes a lot of people with a lot of expertise.
Shell and Exxon say they're also beginning the restart process at some of their Texas refineries. The best estimate is that it will be weeks before most of the refineries are back online. In the meantime, the supply disruption has created a gas shortage in southeast Texas, adding to the frustrations of storm-battered residents. Less than half of the gas stations are open in the Houston area. Many that are open have lines, but they're getting shorter. Nellie Espinoza waited for just a half hour today to fuel up. The first time she tried to get gas after the storm, she says she waited 4 hours before being turned away.
We've been trying to get gas since then, and right now, as I saw the short line, I told my aunt, you know what, I'm going to stop to get gas because I'm going to be leaving out of town anyway. I got to leave out of town. We don't have no lights. Our roof got damaged really bad. If it rains, it'll leak. It'll leak completely.
After a 20-cent price spike in the days after the storm, today the price of gas stabilized with a national average of around $3.85. Assistant Energy Secretary Colivar says when gas supplies are pinched like they were over the past week, gas stations have little choice but to raise prices.
If they were not to adjust prices up, they could burn through that supply very quickly and actually be down, because demand is so high at that time, be down for several days and not have any gasoline for customers. That said, the states, the federal government, pay very close attention to price gouging issues.
In some areas, prices of over $5 a gallon have been reported. Attorneys general in several states say they're investigating allegations of price gouging. Greg Allen, NPR News, Houston.